broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio with hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. This is the broadcast for April 21st in the year of our Lord, 2018. This is hour two at two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. Really quick before we get our guest, Talgo, I don't know who that is, but EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt should be applauded, not attacked. Do you want to respond to this one, Kirk? Who is Talgo?
This is... The author here is a guy named Chris Talgo. He writes for Breitbart. And, you know, you look at this piece and it talks about how the administrator there or the head guy at the EPA has been the most effective official in President Donald Trump's administration. He writes, he has laid waste to Barack Obama's radical environmental legacy, which is why Democrats, the mainstream media, academia, environmentalists, and left-wing advocacy groups are in full panic mode.
Amen.
Out of desperation, these zealots, that's what this guy writes, aided by the media, are resorting to unwarranted character assaults to challenge Pruitt's integrity and diminish his authority. Now, you know, they say that here's some of the different remarkable achievements that Mr. Pruitt has done. It says, under Obama, the EPA became a highly politicized agency, one that had been captured by radical environmental groups. When Pruitt took office, he vowed to refocus the agency on its core mission, protecting the environment and staying out of politics. I guess in May of last year, Pruitt created the Superfund Task Force to provide recommendations for improving and expediting site cleanups and promoting redevelopment. As of this writing, this author says, EPA has already completed 7 Superfund site cleanups.
You know that you're getting attacked when you're right on target, though, oftentimes.
Yeah, good point. That's the key point to the article, I think. And so... anyway, there's a different twist.
Yeah, our buddy Neldon Johnson is on the radio with us as well. He is the inventor of Raw Power 3, RAPower3.com. We talk about the disruptive technologies that are really coming online as we look into the future and deal with how they affect our lives and the blessings that will be coming as a result, etc. What do you think of Scott Pruitt, Neldon?
Yes, I'm here.
What do you think of the Scott Pruitt story, changing the Barack Obama hostilities to more of an environmental-friendly support through the EPA? Have you seen a change?
I haven't, but I totally agree that we have less government, the better off we are.
Amen to that. Anyway, Scott Pruitt's really trying there, and he's getting attacked big time for it. And I just want everybody to kind of understand what Scott's really doing. He's done a lot of good.
Another part that kind of goes along with Neldon's story, I was listening to his last week's program. Neldon, by the way, I thought that was one of your most animated programs. You and Abby did such a good job. But I was listening to that and hearing you talk about the Paris Climate Agreement, where the folks in Nigeria, just maybe to catch the listeners up, you recently had a trip there to Nigeria, and one of the things you found out was that since they had signed or been signers of this whole Paris Climate Agreement, they're unable to continue to produce their oil unless they find a way not to, flare off their natural gas. Is that the way it works?
Right. At least that's what they've told me when I was leaving. They said that they were going to have to probably shut down most of the wells that they pump their oil from because of the Paris, what is it called, that again?
Paris Climate Agreement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Paris Climate Agreement they signed with it. And when they did that, it would shut down a lot of the wells, including most of their offshore wells. And of course, you can't pump, you can't put piping down on the bottom of the ocean and out to those big rigs, you know, out there pumping oil off the coast and expect, you know, that you're going to be able to afford that in the oil market, you know. So anyway, they were quite excited about our technology and indicated that they wanted to do business with me. They indicated that they had sent over to me and my attorneys a 3,000-plus megawatt power purchase agreement. We look like there's financing available for it without any problems, and we're quite excited about that. But the biggest thing we would like to talk about is a little bit about our technology. And
before we get to the technology really quick, though, just for a side note so people understand, I guess in Nigeria only, what, 3% of the population even has electricity?
Well, if they were to do you know, the wires, like, you know, the infrastructure like we have.
Yeah, like the grid and stuff.
Like the grid that we have. They right now, they only have about 3,000 megawatts or 5,000 megawatts of grid capacity, which represents about 3% of the population. And even though they may have 7,000 megawatts available to them, they can't ship that to the public because of the infrastructure isn't available to them. And they indicated that they're looking at $1 trillion at least just to get 50% of the people onto the grid. And so that's way, way, way out of line for what they can afford, obviously. But the problem is because of the volatility of some of those countries, people are unwilling to do a long-term financing with that, which would take 30 to 40 years to pay out. And so they're having a real struggle then getting the financing for their power grid. And that's where we come in, because we don't need the grid to operate our power system for the people. We can bring it to a local area and eliminate the grid almost entirely. So I think they're quite excited. We've got some work to do, obviously, to get everything all ready to go. But we're really excited about the fact that we have a product that can be competitive in the market without having government subsidies. And we're the only ones that can do that with solar and alternative energy. Everything else is old technology. I mean, if solar power was so great with the silicon on your roof, then why didn't we do it in 1950 or 1960 or 1970, 1980, 1990 even? That came out in 2007, where they were offering these 30% tax credits so that they were supposedly trying to develop new technology. The whole idea is to reduce the risk of involved in developing new technology. However, if that technology, which has already been developed, was so great, what the newspaper has been saying about my technology, they say, well, you know, other technologies are a lot better, or we're taking advantage of the system, which we aren't. But the fact is if everything they touted failed. The newspapers put out that they ought to have this new technology they were going to put out in Tooele, which wasn't new. It was Stirling engines, and you couldn't get the newspaper couldn't say enough good things about it. They never put up one tower. They got tax credits, tax money, or federal subsidies and state subsidies, and they went broke. And in fact, the Sandy Laboratories, before they ever put that installed one system, indicated that Stirling engines was not a viable product. But if I went out there and in the same lens that I produce power with now, I could always have put a Stirling engine in the focal point of my system, the same way they do a focal point in the in using mirrors. And so the fact of the matter is the system is a Fresnel lens. And they have been given tax credits out for Fresnel lens since they first started. And the fact is that none of them have ever worked because, one, the high price of the Fresnel lens, and number two, what they were doing was they were going with these turning engines and they don't work. And yet they yet the Deseret News and the KSL and all these people that are supposed to be good LDS people are out there touting that one, and then they go out and trash mine, which is exactly something that will work because we reduced the cost of the lenses, and now they're making fun of the fact that I reduced the cost of the lenses, which makes solar energy profitable. Now how stupid is that?
Well, this is an interesting couple of headlines.
The newspapers and the KSL and the Deseret News is nothing more than just a rag paper. I was surprised.
They are propaganda machines for sure, but let's highlight this headline because I think it makes your point very well, Neldon. There's a headline that says this. Another state realizes that solar subsidies are too expensive, writes Jason Hopkins. Michigan officials are now changing the way solar panel owners are paid for the energy they put back into the grid. So they paid them so much money, now they're not going to pay as much. And they say the average person's bill will go down as a result of this. I'll explain in a second, then have you respond, Neldon. I think this is critical to understand, and your point's spot on. When are they going to tell the truth in the media? That's what I want to know. Quick pause, ladies and gentlemen. Neldon Johnson with us, rawpower3.com.
Getting advice from a teenager is a little unusual, but please listen to me. If you find yourself pregnant and you're scared, I've got some advice because I've been there. My boyfriend wasn't ready to be a father, and frankly, he wasn't all that interested after I told him I was pregnant. My friends told me I should keep the baby because it would be fun. Well, having a baby is about the baby. It's not about whether I have fun. Some people told me my parents would help take care of the baby, but my baby still wouldn't have both a mom and a dad of her own. And that's really important to me. After putting my feelings aside, I made the best decision I could for my baby. Not because I felt it was easy, but because I felt it was right.
Adoption. It's about love.
I didn't give my baby up. I gave her more.
A message from LDS Family Services.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number's 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, as you know, I've been down on solar energy and wind energy and green energy for quite some time. And the reason that I have is I've told you that these government subsidies are out of control. And it's the only way that these solar panels can pay for themselves is with government subsidies because they're too expensive. They don't work. They're not efficient enough. They don't produce the energy that they're told. And I told you that I'm convinced the green technology is real and that it can work and that all we need to do is get government out of it and quit subsidizing it. And eventually, hey, in the free market, people will build a better mousetrap. They will build a better path to your door and then it will become viable. So I'm not saying that these energies aren't, you know, a possibility and real. I'm saying as long as government meddles, the price will be out of control. Okay. Well, another state now realized that these solar subsidies are too expensive, writes Jason Hopkins. He talks about Michigan officials are changing the way solar panel owners are paid for the energy that they pump back into the grid. So here's the bottom line. What happens is they pay, instead of wholesale power rates, they pay retail power rates to customers that put power back into the grid. They're saying that's too expensive. It's just a money con game. And they now say that if you don't have solar panels, because now you don't have to pay this retail versus wholesale rate for power, your power bill will go down. So I'm on the grid, okay? My power bill would go down if I lived in Michigan, because we're not paying these solar panel folks so much money paying back in subsidies for them getting solar panels. Now, the reason I bring all this up is because it makes my point that, hey, the government involved is a fiasco, and the governments are starting to realize the folly of their ways, and they're starting to get out of it. However, Neldon Johnson in the private sector solves the very problem I'm pointing out in the free market. He creates an answer. And now, what did you say, Neldon? They're mocking you and making fun of you over this stuff?
Well, it's not bad. The whole purpose of the program was to develop new technology and then encourage people to invest in solar energy. I mean, we've done that with radio. We did it with television. We subsidized those. We subsidized our railroad to crisscross the country. And if we hadn't done, we wouldn't have had a railroad back in the 1800s that crisscrossed the thing. They subsidized oil. They still subsidize oil. They subsidized a lot of things. They subsidized our communication with satellites. They even subsidized our cell phone. I was involved in the cell phone industry long before the cell phone. We called it back in the 1960s. The new cell phones are wideband. It's called a wideband system. It was developed for communication so we could eliminate the possibility of people scrambling it so you couldn't get communication in the Vietnam War. And I was involved in some of that. And that technology is now used in our cell phones. It's called 3G, 4G, and this kind of stuff. That's not the problem. The problem isn't that. The problem is picking and trying to pick winners and losers. And subsidizing, not only subsidizing, but then giving additional grants to some people without giving them to everybody. They're not being fair with the system. And then if somebody does come up with a system like mine that actually will work and can work, my system is the only system that will survive the 30% tax credit when it goes away. And I'll be the only one in that marketplace. And that's great for me. But what they've done is they subsidize the power down in Ivanpah. They put in mirror system that was built 20 years before that, identical to the one they built in Ivanpah. They just built three of them and made them bigger. And the one that was down by the military base there, the Marine base in California by Barstow. They built that several years before that, and it lasted 1 or 2 years, and then they had to shut it down because it was too expensive to operate. And again, most of it was done by natural gas, the same as they did in Ivanpah. Ivanpah right now does not qualify for green tax tickets because they're using too much natural gas. But they subsidized old technology. And then that's the ones that got made. They got $2 billion in federal grants. They got $2 billion in tax credits from Google and the people that own Walmart. And then those people also got the depreciation. They got $4 billion back for $2 billion invested. And plus, then the government paid $2 billion toward it in a grant. That means, and that will never pay for itself. Right now, it's on the verge of bankruptcy and never paid anybody back any money. Google and the Walmart people have never made a dime off that program other than the tax advantage they took. And then they're mad at me. And they're saying that I am not paying back. I just paid back $17 million last month back to all the customers that bought. That almost paid out every bit of money that they paid into me. That is an incredible amount of money. Then I spent $40 million in developing this project. That means they and most of that went to wages and FICA. They received more money than ever. And then that document of $50 million is wrong by 50% and was proven in court. And yet they never even addressed the fact that it was wrong and proven wrong in court. It turned out maybe $17 to $20 million maximum. I paid more in that, in the research and development money that I spent into that project, that the people were paid in taxes, that more than paid for all the tax credits that I ever got in developing the project. And now they're fighting me. And the only reason why they're fighting me is because they know that it works.
Well, and then that brings up the real question.
30 engines in the focal point of my towers, and they would work the same way as any Stirling engine would work.
Well, and that brings up the real question.
It is nonsense.
That brings up the real question, Kurt. A lot of times, do they subsidize these technologies so that they can then back you into a scandal and control it and shut you down? And I believe a lot of that stuff happens, Kurt.
Well, it sure looks like it. And Neldon has seen all these, you know, he's investigated these things. He's been part of them, has seen how they work, and he's seen how media can either help you or hurt you. You know, I was looking at the KSL/Deseret News pieces of late, talking about your latest lawsuit. Not, I don't know if you call it a lawsuit, if you... You know, that we're the Department of Justice, and yeah, it certainly seems like a misnomer to me, but that they're going, you know, trying to hassle you. They say it's a 10-day bench trial. How long have you already been involved in this trial,
though? Wait a minute. What about a jury
of
peers as opposed to a bench trial, you know?
Good point.
Well, yeah, we're not going to get into the whole thing with it, but all I'm just saying is The newspaper, which are supposed to be protecting the people's rights and protecting them from an over-aggressive government, have turned out to be just an arm of the government. And that shows in CNN, it shows in all of the NSB and NBC and ABC and all the news networks are just an arm of the federal government in promoting and propaganding the all the laws they want to install upon us and to in order to get full control of us. And I'm convinced that they're not doing their job. They're not. I mean, the reason for a free press is to make it so that the government can't interfere with the press. The little person can't interfere with the press. And so they say they don't develop the whole story. They only develop what they choose, and they skew it, which is a lie. I mean, when you come out with a statement and they don't fully explore it, and they say something that is in favor of the government, and then they don't show where the truth of the statement really lies, that's false. They know what they're doing. That's a false statement, even though that it's true. There was a document that said that, but that's not what the whole focal point of the whole trial of that day was. And so by doing that, they're using the words to use it for propaganda. And that's all they're doing. And a little person then can't afford to rebuttal that. They can't afford to take out ads in all the papers that these people have put their skew on the information. It's impossible. They know that.
Neldon, can you stay with us a little longer?
Being sued by saying the right thing.
Hey, Neldon, can you stay with us a little longer?
Sure, go ahead.
All right, we have a quick pause. We're going to come back. Neldon Johnson's with us, inventor of Raw Power 3 solar and other technologies, rawpower3.com, the number 3. We're talking about disruptive technologies, ladies and gentlemen. That's for sure. We're talking about the court case. I got a couple more questions for Neldon when we come back. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Getting the kids to school, cleaning the house, doing the laundry. It seems that the work routine as a stay-at-home mom is never ending. And even though I'm the prime grocery shopper in our family of four, I simply don't have time to scrutinize all the labels on the countless food products I buy. Oh, sure, I've noticed all the latest certification seals. Organic, non-GMO, gluten-free. It definitely seems to be the latest craze. But it was only recently that kosher certification seals caught my attention. You see, my husband had me download an app called Kosertify, and it shed light on a century-old certification industry that slipped under the radar screen from the majority of our public. I also noticed a question mark at the end of the app name, and that makes great sense as there's far more questions regarding this industry than answers. In fact, the developers refer to this as the kosher question. Sure, I'm a busy mom and didn't pay attention to our food culture, but now I have transparency, a convenient grocery list feature, and the ability to eat in favor of my family's best interests, and you can discover it too at thekosherquestion.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Neldon Johnson with us, rawpower3.com, R-A-power, the number 3.com. We're talking about disruptive technologies and solutions in the private sector. It's incredible. We need more of it, to say the least. There's a court case going on, and Neldon just wants the truth to come out. We are doing our very best to be fair and open-minded in the media and give him a chance to articulate things in a way that's meaningful. What about Puerto Rico, Neldon? I know Puerto Rico, literally the whole island just lost power again. They say nothing's stable there. There's 1.5 million people without power. They're literally, their grid's just falling apart. It's so old technology, it's just not even usable, they claim. They've hired a bogus firm to solve it, and that went kind of off the rails, and now they say that it's going to be a struggle for power for a long time for these people, and people are fleeing the island. And I've actually got people that I know well that live there, so I have an inside track to what's really going on. It's a tragic situation, sir. Is there anything that Raw Power 3 can do for those guys?
Well, we're pretty happy. We're actually pretty happy with everything going on, even though the court case is kind of a miserable little bit of a thing, and it's a little irritation. I happen to believe that the Lord is behind my product. We had a blessing from Eldridge Smith in 2000, December of 2000. And I was approached by some people to buy my company at that time. And Eldridge Smith offered to, it was a friend, and he said, "Do you want a blessing?" And I said, "You bet, that would be great." So I took him up. There were about 12 people there in the office when he gave this blessing. And in the blessing, he said that this was the Lord's company, and the Lord would bless it. And he said that the Lord would personally remove every obstacle of that would impede the progress of this company if I would persevere in doing the project and solving the problems and developing the technology. So I like to look at the fact that it's more interesting to me to look at how I've been blessed and how the company has been able to withstand huge amounts of animosity and problems with we've been fighting the federal government for over 30 years with different issues with this company. And now, if you look at Isaiah, which is quite interesting, it says in there, when pools of living water are I'm just paraphrasing, obviously, come out of the desert, is the day of the slaughter. And I think you just heard a prophecy by President Nelson now, indicating that the time frame of this country is just about over with. And that when we introduced this product out there where there's water available in deserts, and this is the only technology that even comes closely to providing and satisfying that the revelations given in Isaiah on that particular subject, I don't think I really need to worry. There's animosity toward everything that comes good. I was offered, my wife was with me when we were offered to sell this company. They offered me $5 billion for the company. It was an oil company, and they wanted to bury the technology. And I just said, no, I think we'll develop it. And they said, well, you're going to have lots of problems. And then we had a call from the somebody they said were from the Federal Reserve. And they were going to want me to do something different with my technology, and I haven't addressed it, but they said that the Federal Reserve dollar is backed by oil and oil reserves, and the reason for the Iraq war was really over how the oil was going to be sold in dollars and not euros, because Saddam Hussein was starting to sell oil in euros. And that's what he told me. I don't know who he was. I didn't believe him at the time. It was back in 2011 when he told me this. And he said he'd caused me lots of trouble. And I don't know whether he has or whether he hasn't, but the government has been on my case ever since over this issue. But anyway, I happen to believe that the Lord will take care of it, and that if it was meant to be, then it is. But I guarantee you that I'm not going to go hungry, that somebody would hire me as an engineer, you know, and besides that, I'm 73 years old anyway, so almost. And so, you know, it doesn't really matter that much to me one way or the other. The fact is, if I was forced to sell out, and I could sell to China. I've been in China. I met with the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Energy in China, and they would like to buy me out. And Nigeria offered to buy me out, and I just said, no, and I told them I'd rather do this. And I have a deal pending in China, actually, that they are willing to work a deal with me for the Gobi Desert to give me the same autonomy as Hong Kong. So I have a lot of places to go. My technology is cheap enough that I can drive the price of, I can make money just doing electricity. And I passed the need for any government subsidies anyway, so it doesn't really matter what they do.
Understood. So do you think we can help the Puerto Ricans? They're without power too.
Well, that's not just the Puerto Ricans. Like you said, this goes for anybody. And what's even more important is that everybody ought to understand that once we lose the grid in the United States, which will take place, you won't have power, you won't have water, you won't have food, and you can't survive 2 years, 1 year. You can't survive 6 months without water. You can't survive 1 week without water. And that's what's happened in Puerto Rico. They're finding out that without the grid, they don't have any water. And you might survive without electricity, but you cannot survive without water for an extended length of time and food. And my product, the new product we're developing and introducing to the market, is a home unit. And we're really excited about that product, and we're really excited about what it offers. We we now can offer you complete autonomy toward all your energy, and from that you can have all the food you want and all the clean water. And with our new battery and voltage control board that we've developed, you'll have automobiles that run on electricity, tractors that run on electricity, and you can charge a tractor in a matter of minutes. Every time you go up and down the field, you stop and charge it, and go up and down the field, stop and charge in a matter of minutes. And they last longer. They're easier to maintain. And you can make power out of the things you grow. You can take your hay and feed it to cattle and pigs or whatever you want to do, and then burn your sewage in what we call a wet air oxidation system that provides energy for your turbine using renewables right there. And we have a small solar unit that goes with it that uses molten salt for the storage unit. You can actually store the sun for 3 to 5 days just in molten salt, which drives the turbine at night and during the time when the clouds are there. So you have an opportunity to live wherever you want, have all the water you want. We have a way of taking water out of the air, using our turbines to take that water from the chemical that we use, take it out of the air. Now you can live any place you choose and have a better life than you have now. You can have you have hydroponics that grows all your own food. Instead of having to worry about a 3-year supply of food, you got a 10-year supply of food to one of your life. What do you want? That's what we are offering to people. And that's why we believe that the Lord will take care of this. And he will make it possible for us to achieve our goals in what we're doing. And he'll provide us with the opportunities to go into these islands and provide power for those island people. They can have the same benefits that we do, including Puerto Rico and all the Florida coast, the Keys down there, the same problem that Puerto Rico has. And any place that suppose you had a great earthquake here and it took out all your power lines. How long do you think it would take before you get power? Same as Puerto Rico. You'd be frustrated because you would have the take. You wouldn't have the amount of money to take. Most of our infrastructure has been paid for by $1,940. That's why Nigeria can't build their infrastructure because they don't have $1,940. Most of our infrastructure has been paid for, and the investment came in 1940. So that's a huge difference. Try to rebuild your infrastructure today. See what happens. Can't do it. It's possible. And you don't have the money. There's no way you could do it. And this technology, you can put this right on your house. And you don't have to have the infrastructure. You don't have to worry about it. And there you go. You have to, and it'll heat your house. It'll take and use the solar and biomass and whatever else you have. You can store 10 years supply of coal if you wanted to. That's cheaper than food.
You know, ladies and gentlemen, Neldon Johnson's man, he's a man before his time, or maybe after his time, I'm not sure, but I'm looking forward to selling these systems, and please let us know as soon as they're available. Thanks for being with us, Neldon. If you can stick around, please do.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, back with you live. You know, Raw Power 3 is interesting technology, and I pray that it comes to fruition quickly and that it's available. And, you know, the problem is, you know, you wonder if this stuff's real. It's a fair question to wonder. I mean, it sounds too good to be true. At the same time, when government subsidizes these things, and then they literally attack companies for taking some of these subsidies. And then, you know, we play games where this guy's got 30 plus patents and supposedly none of his technology comes to fruition, says the government. Do you trust your government? They're the ones that literally have power melting down in Puerto Rico. They're the ones that have us all connected to the centralized government-controlled grid. They're the ones that, and you know, are they going to really like this decentralization? Are they really going to like this idea that we can live anywhere on ground inexpensive? Are they going to like this idea that we can go ahead and run these electric vehicles very inexpensively? That we're not going to be tied to their whole control system and grid? You know, it's a very, very interesting discussion. When the way they deal with this is they attack them on, hey, you violated tax codes. You know, you took subsidies you weren't supposed to take or whatever. And, you know, I look at that and I go, man, what is this really about? Is it about the technology or is it about the scandal? Is it about the government control? Is it about, you know, where's the jury of his peers? Where? Okay. A very interesting discussion. Very concerning to me, to say the least. But I know this. Another state, Michigan, realized the solar subsidies are too expensive and they're changing the game. Well, this guy has free market technology that doesn't need the subsidies, folks. Wow. All right. Interesting story. Utah man, guy by the name of Dave Anderson, loses more than 100 pounds on keto diet. This story is fascinating, if you ask my opinion. And you say, well, Sam, why talk about this? Well, this guy, Dave Anderson, lost 100 pounds on what's called the keto diet. And what's interesting about this story is several things. Number one, they say people are in fear if they eat fat, they'll get fat. But one man proved that completely wrong. Boy, howdy did he. And this Dave Anderson guy did lose 100 pounds. And they talk about how he gained all this weight because they sold their home and some family members passed away. And he had all these difficult things in his life and he gained a bunch of weight. His family was super worried about him and everything else, but he found the keto diet and it changed his world. He said he tried the Atkins diet and many, 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 many other diets, and well, they just didn't work for him. But once he got a hold of keto, it made all the difference in the world. You say, Sam, what is keto? Well, I happen to know a lot about it because I've been on the keto diet for well over a year now, for about a year and a half. And I personally have lost 50 pounds. And I have a son that has lost 100 pounds. And I have other family members that have lost plenty of weight as well. And this is real. And you say, well, Sam, the ketogenic diet is not any different than anything else, is it? The answer is yes, it is. So your body can either run on sugar or fat. It can either burn sugar for fuel or fat for fuel. The idea is that we're all running on sugar and carbohydrates, and our body then stores any excess in fat. And since we don't burn fat, there's no way to get rid of it. So we're all getting fat. But the idea is if you can change your body to run on fat instead of sugar, then you can change the game. And that's what the ketogenic diet does. And diets before it didn't have the right ratios of things to accomplish this goal. You get into a state of ketosis or ketogenics. That's why they call it the keto, nicknamed diet, K-E-T-O. And what happens is when you get into a state of ketosis, your body's burning fat, not sugar. And when you get into a state of ketosis, your body operates efficiently. And the way you get into that state of ketosis is you deny your body carbohydrates. So it's a very, very, very low carb diet. It's a medium protein diet. If you increase the protein too much, it stops the progress. So the Atkins and other diets that are too heavy on protein don't get it. You got to have incredibly low carbs. You got to have medium protein, and you got to have extremely high fat in the diet. And what you do then is you decrease your insulin resistance. When you eat sugar, your body produces insulin to counteract it. Well, you create a problem in your body where it's just fighting itself, burning the sugar, storing the fat. If you decrease your sugar and your carbohydrates to the point where you have enough protein to sustain and high fats to burn, then what your body does is it takes a little bit of time, but you eventually get into the state of ketosis where your body then doesn't need to fight the sugar battle and release a ton of insulin. And when all that stuff is in line, your insulin resistance goes down. When your insulin goes down, you don't get hungry near as much. When you're not hungry, you eat less. So you solve a caloric intake issue. Once you solve this caloric intake issue problem and you become less insulin resistant because you don't have sugar producing a ton of insulin to get it all out of whack, you start to shift your body into a state of ketosis, which de-emphasizes the sugar fuel, if you will, and focuses on burning the fat as fuel. Now, you can't have the wrong kind of fat. You got to have natural fats, right? The good fats. And once you do this, your body lives on the fats that you eat, but also if you create a caloric deficiency, in other words, eat less than it takes for your body to run, you're now depleting the stores of fat, bad fat, in your body by eating the good fat. So it's almost a fat war, so to speak. You got to have the good fat, folks. You got to reduce your calories a little bit, but it doesn't need to be the focus because it happens naturally because you don't get hungry. Anyway, when you reduce your insulin resistance by cutting sugar and carbs out of your diet, when you get the proper mid-range protein and high good fat, you literally fight the fat in this fat war that I'm talking about. You eliminate bad fat and lose a ton of weight. That's kind of stage one of ketosis, if you will. Stage two isn't quite as extreme because you can add a few other things to your diet and be a little more, a little looser on how restrictive you are. You don't have to have a caloric intake deficiency anymore, but it is still an incredible idea of a, not a diet, but a lifestyle. All right. Your goal isn't to have a diet that you get off of tomorrow. You'll just get fat again, right? The goal is to create a lifestyle living on the foods that your body was meant to use. Kind of the way they did it back in the old days. Primarily their diets were meat and vegetables and cheese and cream and whatever they could get from dairy or goat, you know, milk and cows. And okay, that's what most folks ate. They didn't eat all this boxed stuff in the store. All this stuff packed with sugar and unnecessary extreme high levels of carbohydrates. They didn't have flour that you had to go ahead and enrich. You got all your protein from the meat and from the cheese and from the vegetables, and you got the nutrients that you need, and you drank a lot of good water. And well, anyway, it's a tremendous reality. And this man, Dave Anderson, literally lost more than 100 pounds on the keto or ketogenic diet. You say, Sam, is it hard? It's hard at first because you have insulin resistance. And the more insulin resistant you are, the more hungry you are. The more hungry you are, that makes it harder to live on a diet like this. But once you get your insulin resistance under control, once you shift your body from living on sugar to burning good fat, then it's not hard and you're not hungry and it becomes very easy and your sugar cravings and cravings for the wrong foods start to go away. Combine that with a little bit of healthy exercise and wow, you've got a winner. But I'm not talking about a diet. I'm talking about a lifestyle. And I take this segment to break it down because it's really important to understand this Utah man, Dave Anderson's story. But it's also important to understand that I've got personal experience with this. I've gone to a keto coach, a trainer, for over a year. And I learned, and they can answer every question you have. It's a little bit of a hard diet to do when you don't know what you're doing and when you don't have the experience and the education. And so you get stuck on little issues like, oh my gosh, I'm too hungry. What do I do? Oh man, I'm this and that, and I'm going through some stages of change. How do I handle all those, et cetera, et cetera? And it becomes difficult. But if you have somebody that can walk you through it, somebody who understands, who's been there, when you see the signs of change in your body, who can explain them to you and help you through them and help you know what to do. And when things aren't working as perfect as you hope, they can dig into the little nuances of what you're doing and what you're not doing to be sure you're true to the diet or the opportunity of getting into a state of ketosis. And when you do that, ladies and gentlemen, it becomes incredible. And there is a lot of people learning about working on ketogenic diets. There's few people that understand it, though. A lot of people believe all you got to do is just have fat and protein and no carbs, and you're good. It isn't that simple. It's a little more complex. A little more education needs to be applied. It's really about insulin resistance discussion. Are you producing too much insulin because you're eating too much sugar? If you are, then you're storing unnecessary fat. And if you're doing that and living in that state, you're getting unnecessarily hungry, and you're eating too much of and or the wrong foods. The answers are simple. The science is clear. The solutions are obvious to those who take the time to understand it and apply it, not as a diet, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to say that again, not as a diet, but rather a lifestyle. A new way of thinking about food. A new relationship with food. Letting food serve you, if you will, not own you. And it takes a little bit of effort until you gain experience, until you get comfortable, and until your body learns to live off the good fat, burning the bad fat. It can be a struggle for the change. But once you take the time and make that change permanent, or a lifestyle, if you will, the results are out of this world. There's a group that I've been working with that I highly recommend to you. I don't get a penny for recommending them. I'm just telling you they're the good guys. And they have some tools that can assist you in this process. From food guidelines, recommendations, and et cetera, to coaching and guidance. It's called insuliniq.com. Because they believe it's all about the insulin levels in your body. It's all about reducing the insulin levels or resistance and increasing fat in the proper way. So bottom line is I live on, eggs and meat and cheese and good vegetables and water. And I'm not saying there's not a couple of other foods or things that you can eat, but that's the basis of the diet. And you got to eat those things in a proper portion. And man, success is right around the corner when you do. It just is. And if you go into Insulin IQ or if you call them, they help people around the country as well. They have what's called Best Fats Shake that really makes a difference, that really can help you increase the good fat, help you not be hungry. They got it in chocolate and vanilla. It tastes fantastic. Again, I don't make a penny. I'm just telling you about it. InsulinIQ.com. This story in the Utah newspapers talking about this guy by the name of Dave Anderson losing more than 100 pounds on the ketogenic diet is real. And I'm here to provide my personal experience and testimony about that reality. It's been a life changer for me. I'm just telling you right now. InsulinIQ.com. Hey, thanks for being alongside for the ride. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, can and will restore our republic. We will make a difference, and we will stand together for the sacred cause of liberty. If you'd like to fund us, we'd love it. We could use every penny to promote the Widow's Mite Radio Network. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. We declare this nation shall endure.